This episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the Locker Room app from the iOS App Store and find one of our Locked On rooms. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports.
Your Locked On Golden Knights, your daily podcast on the Vegas Golden Knights. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Golden Knights podcast. I am your host, Carlo Gonzalez. You might know me from Twitter. I am SumDude88, SUMDOOD88. Or you probably know me from my other podcast, the weekly nightly podcast that I've been doing for about 2.5 years now. And the Golden Knights came off one of the most devastating losses this season. I don't know what a word to describe it. The Golden Knights just didn't show up for the first two periods. You would expect the Golden Knights to come out after stealing the game in Montreal in overtime, come out on fire at home ice. Now they are in a situation where they need to win two in a row. The first one would be in Montreal. This is going to be a tough one. I've talked about this whole postseason about adversity and how resilient the Golden Knights are, but it's really hard to be a little bit optimistic after watching the game last night, because Montreal just pretty much handed us our butts. What's disappointing about it is that you would expect the Golden Knights to be really hungry, because they got home ice advantage now. They just surrendered that to Montreal. Now they're in the brink of elimination. The good news is they're not eliminated yet. Hopefully, the Golden Knights wake up. And there's a lot of problems to talk about here. There's a lot of situation, a lot of things that went wrong, and I'm gonna say this first, okay? It was not Marc-Andre Fleury's fault. A lot of people thought that Robin Leonard should have been starting today because of his performance last game, but this is not on Fleury. All the goals that was scored was not on Fleury. They gave up a breakaway. Fleury made the save. He could have controlled the rebound a little bit better, but Nick Holden just glided through the neutral zone, lost, caught Kanyemi, and then caught Kanyemi just went for the rebound. And I don't know. The lack of performance from our top six once again. Max Pacioretty got the lone goal, and that wasn't enough, obviously. And Mark Stone has been invisible all series. I tweeted something about Mark Stone today during the game, where his last point, not just goal, his last point was the overtime winner in Denver. I don't know where he's been. He's probably stuck in Denver somewhere. I don't know if he got the right Mark Stone. But he's our captain. Mark Stone has always shown up when we needed him the most. And he hasn't shown up yet in this series. Zero points this series. Zero. And it's not good enough. Like I said, I got to give credit to Montreal. They're really good at shutting the team's top forwards. They got this far because of their defense, and they're doing a really good job doing that, shutting down the Golden Knights' top scorers. Like I said, Mark Stone, zero points. Max Pacioretty now has 3 points, one goal, two assists. The misfit line has zero goals between them. Marcia still keeps missing the puck. Riley Smith had a few really good chances. It's a disaster, and breakaways. They need to stop giving away breakaways. A lot of the Montreal's goals this series came from breakaways. I don't know. There's not much to say. I wish we can just throw this game away, because this is not how they should look. Vegas needs to have fire next game. They need to have fire. And don't get me started on the power play. Still useless. On the bright side, it was fairly well officiated this game. It didn't go out of control. They called some egregious penalties, and they did let some penalties go, but I don't think it was that bad. It didn't really affect the game that much. But the Golden Knights just need to be better. Jesse Granger tweeted out something that this game was basically Marc-Andre Fleury and Alex Pietrangelo versus the Montreal Canadiens. And it's true. Pietrangelo tried so hard to carry this team, and he can't do it alone, you know? It's so disappointing that all our players, and this is not the first time it happened. Last year, our offense disappeared too. If you remembered, we probably would have lost that Vancouver series if Leonard let in a few goals, right? And in the Dallas series after that, we lost all confidence in scoring, couldn't score. At least we won two games this series. Now, going into this game, I expected the Golden Knights to be motivated and on fire, and that didn't happen. Now, it's just reckless optimism for me that I feel like they can go into Montreal and really and win that game over there. It's going to be tough. This is going to be tough. This is probably the worst I've seen the Golden Knights play this postseason. Except the Colorado game. The second worst performance I've seen the Golden Knights. The game one of Colorado, nothing can beat that. Vegas needs to figure out how to score or the series is over. It's pretty much like they're in the brink of elimination. They have to win two in a row. Do I think the Golden Knights can do it? Yeah, they can do it. But will they do it? That's hard. It's the optimism. It's starting to disappear, right? And this is such a disappointment. Going into the series, we expected the Golden Knights pretty much kind of steamroll Montreal. It started to look that way. The first game, Vegas won handily, right? And game two, Vegas played better than Montreal, but Montreal had a better start. Game three, once again, Vegas was the better team. Lost that game because of the Marc-Andre Fleury mistake, but still couldn't score. Game four, Montreal was better. So the last two games, Montreal was just straight up the better team. The last two games. That's what's that's the scariest part about it, because Montreal is the better team the last two games. Vegas Golden Knights need to come back and play like they did the first three games. I've said it a lot in the other podcasts or here that Vegas best plays when they are confident, when they have their swagger. It looks like they've lost their swagger. You can see the frustration from Mark Stone. There was that. When he turned the puck over on the power play, he had a chance for a shorthanded goal and turned the puck over. And I think that was Montreal's second goal. He was frustrated. He was pissed off. And I see that I was pissed off. Sheesh. Right? What can Vegas do? We could talk about that a little bit, but let me tell you more about locker room. Locker Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. Locker Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about the league. You'll find fans just like you on Locker Rooms for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news or rumors. You can even find Locked On Host across the NBA, MLB, and NHL. I'll be joining the app soon, so make sure you get started and I'll meet you there. Go download the Locker Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the NHL group for the latest league updates. I know you will find a ton of incredible rooms around your favorite teams and leagues. I can't wait to join you all on the app. I'll be sure to let you know once the Locked On Golden Knights room is live. Download the Locker Room app today. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. This episode is also brought to you by Built Bar. Did you know that Built Bar has 9 delicious flavors, plus the occasional limited time flavor? Flavors like coconut, coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel. If you're looking for the perfect pregame snack, this is the snack for you. Built Bar tastes just like a candy bar, and it's healthy too. Most of the flavors have 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, only 4 grams of sugar, and only 14 net carbs. Order today, you can get raspberry or mint brownie or whatever you like. If you don't know what flavor to get yet, you can try our mixed box where you get 2 of each of the 9 flavors. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCK15 and you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at builtbar.com. So, you can't just simply say Vegas needs to play better. But that's part of it. They just need to play better. On paper, they have more talent than the Canadians, but the Canadians have outworked and out-systemed the Golden Knights. Pete DeBoer has been out-coached right now, and the Canadians doesn't even have their head coach. He's out for COVID, and boy, oh boy. At the end of the second period, if you saw the broadcast, Pete DeBoer was not happy with his team. I don't know what's said on the locker room, and it's very disappointing right now. It's crazy how this series has gone, because one slip up from Marc-Andre Fleury and this series could have been 3-1, right? Or one shot by McNabb and it could have gone 3-1 the other way. But it is 3-2. Vegas still not out of it. Vegas is still in this. They need to win 2 in a row. They just need to figure out the offense. I don't know what they're going to do. Play Cody Glass. Play Peyton Krebs. Play Jack Dugan. I don't know. Do something. Okay? Bottom six. Early in the first period, I thought the fourth line actually created the best scoring chances. The top six or top nine went on a blender. Pete DeBoer mixed up the lines twice. First, he just flipped Pacioretty and Marchessault. In the third period, he came out with totally random lines. I don't even know what the lines were. I was just focused on trying to get that goal. Pacioretty scored one goal early in the period and then nothing there. Vegas played pretty well in the third period, to be honest with you. If they play like they did in the third period for 120 minutes, they win the series. If they played like they played in the third period for 120 minutes, they cannot lose a period again. They can't. They can't have a really slow first period again. They can't. They can't have Montreal score first again. They can't, okay? They just can't. Montreal, I said this last episode, were, believe, 8-0 when they score first. And then Vegas won game 3. They made that record 8-1. Now they're 9-1. It's hard to beat Montreal when they're ahead. That's their shtick, okay? That's how they beat. That's how they come back down 3-1 against Toronto, and that's how they just mopped the floor against Winnipeg. Get the lead, turtle down. You can't beat our defense, and if you do, we have Carey Price. That's how Montreal played, and it's working for them, so I can't really blame them. Vegas needs to figure out how to get through that. They're a better team. On paper, they have a lot of talent, but they're not showing up. Mark Stone, where are you? I thought the return of Chandler Stevenson, I haven't even talked about that. The return of Chandler Stevenson, I thought that would have sparked Pacioretty and Stone. Nope. Still nothing. Pacioretty got a goal, but that was during the mixed line. He got the Wah won the faceoff. That's one thing. Faceoffs. That's been the best chances Vegas got. When they play a faceoff clean in the offensive zone, they get a good chance. That has been their best offense, is win the faceoff, shoot right away, get a shot on goal. But you can't win a series like that, okay? You need to figure out their transitions. They need to tighten up their gaps. They'll be giving away too many breakaways. They were puck watching a lot in the defense. That led to the second goal and the third goal, and it's annoying. It's frustrating. They need to wake up. They're better than this. We've seen them play really good hockey against Minnesota and against Colorado, especially against Colorado. Vegas played better than Colorado pretty much 4 out of the 6 games they played. And Colorado, in my opinion, is a much better team. It's this type of system that's giving Vegas fits. A very tight, contested, defensive type system that's giving the Golden Knights fits. They can't figure out how to break through it. Minnesota is the reason why they had a bad record against Minnesota before. They need to figure out what they did against Minnesota and try to do that again against Montreal. Montreal, I feel like, was a little bit more disciplined and a little bit more battle-worn. They've been deeper into playoffs. They figure out the system. Everybody's buying in. Minnesota and Vegas played a lot in this in the regular season, so I feel like Vegas kind of had some jump on figuring out what Minnesota was trying to do. Do I think Vegas can win this? I think they can, but do I think they will? I don't know, man. It's hard. It's hard to be optimistic right now. I normally try to look at the bright side, and it's hard. It's hard right now. I don't know what to tell you guys to be optimistic. Like I said, if the top six wakes up, I think Vegas runs away with it. But right now, Montreal has won that matchup. And I said this in the series preview with the Locked On Canadiens folks, that I thought Vegas had the better top six. I thought Vegas, that was their advantage. And I thought Montreal had the better bottom six, and it's been opposite. Montreal is winning the top six battle. They could not shut down the Kotkaniemi, the Suzuki line. And that's makes it even extra painful, because watching Suzuki just burn this team, the team that drafted him, makes it even extra painful, right? I don't regret that trade at all. I do not regret getting Pacioretty, because I think Pacioretty's been great for us throughout his time here with Vegas. Maybe this series, he needs to show up a little bit more. We need him. But it's just that extra poke, you know? If we win this series, I'll get over it. It's just a little kind of, it stings, okay? I'd still make the trade right now, because hindsight is only 2020. Is always 2020, right? But I'm still pissed off that Vegas won't even try playing our young guys, because we also have young, talented prospects. Cody Glass, Peyton Krebs, Jack Dugan sitting there on the bench. So let's get into the lineup situation. But I'm going to quickly talk about Bet Online first, though. It is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action.
Hockey and basketball are deep in the playoffs right now, so track all the action at BetOnline. Get the latest news, odds, and information for all your sporting needs, including the MLB, NBA, and NHL, and all your UFC and MMA action. Before the next puck drop, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, and this is your chance to get into the game as teams get deeper into the playoffs. Head to the website or use the mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus for your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Promo code locked on. Now for the lineup.
I have a stinking feeling that it's not going to change next game because that's how Pete is.
And he has more coaching experience than I am in the NHL. I mean, by a lot. Not by a lot, actually. You know, he's done it a little bit more than me. But I'm obviously I think Pete knows more than I am about NHL coaching. And he knows the locker room. If he stays with the same lineup, it kind of shows that he trusts his guys. And he's battled with his guys all season. Now, it's going to be hard for me to swallow that when your power play is so bad. They haven't scored a power play goal this series at all. And they refuse to play a power play specialist sitting on the bench, ruining his development, in Cody Glass. I don't know where to put Cody, because I wanted Cody Glass in there if Stevenson was still out. Put him in the middle of Pacioretty and Stone. But I don't know where to put him in there because I don't think Kolasar's played that bad. I think Carrier maybe take him out. Noshek was pretty decent. Oh no, everybody sucked last night though. I don't know. I don't know where to go from here. Pete, like I said, Pete knows better than me. The players just need to execute. There were so many times where the pass was just behind the player, the other player, or hits their skates, or hits a Montreal player in his skates and just deflects, and your rush is ruined. They keep losing puck battles. They keep I don't know. Yeah, but those are issues. They lost a lot of puck battles. They lost rebound. Like they can't capitalize on the rebounds Carey Price has been giving up. There was one in the third period where there was a great rebound there. Missed it. Could have gotten it. Could have scored a goal there. Made it 2-3. And you just need one more goal. Momentum would be on your side the whole time. But it didn't happen. Vegas doesn't attack the net enough. They don't crash the net enough. They're very concerned about getting back on the back check. And they cannot play conservatively right now. They can't find offense. And I understand that you got to... it's very contradicting when I said they need to stop the breakaways and me saying that they need to attack more. That's very good because if you keep trying to attack, the breakaways is going to happen. But right now it's you can't blame this on the goalies, man. You got to just score. You got to score more. You got to score. It's so, like I said, it's frustrating right now. And Vegas can still win this. They're not out yet. The bell hasn't rang yet, okay? I don't hear no bells. But they need to show up. They need to be the Golden Knights we've seen all season. I don't know if anybody's hurt. I don't know if Mark Stone is hurt. That's why he's not performing that well. I don't know if anybody else is. At this time of year, everybody's playing hurt. But do you see changes? I think it's time for maybe Nick Hague to be back in. I think he has a higher offensive upside than Nick Holden, even though I understand Nick Holden scored that goal in game one. But other than that, like that first goal was on him. It was totally on him. Do we see Nick Hague? I want to see Nick Hague, to be honest with you. I thought he played really well this postseason. And Holden was just playing so well, so it's hard for you to take him out. But I think it's time for Nick Hague to come back in the series. In the forward lines, it's other than me wanting to see Cody Glass in there, or maybe even Krebs, but I don't know who to take out. I don't want to take out Kolasar because I think he's been really good in the forecheck. Carrier, maybe take out Carrier. Noshek, you can't take out Wah. He's one of your best players right now. He's the only one that's been producing 2 goals in the series, and the one faceoff, the assist on the Pacioretty goal tonight. Alex Stuck needs to learn how to finish again. Gonna get hot again. Marchessault needs to hit the net. Riley Smith, just bad puck luck. Carlson, I think, has played well this series. Last night wasn't that good. He's won a lot of faceoffs, set up a lot of players. We gotta find the 2017 Wild Bill to score some goals. Stevenson is first game back, so I can't really blame him. Pacioretty got that goal. Need to show up a little bit more against his old team. But Mark Stone, we got to go back to Mark Stone. We need him. Alex Pietrangelo cannot win this series alone. Alex Pietrangelo is the only one who's playing defense and offense at the same time. He had 6 shots today. Four shots. Did I get that right? 4 shots today. He's leading the team in shots this playoffs. I forgot to tweet. He had 66 shots coming to the game. I forgot to tweet when he made his 3rd shot of the game. I forgot to tweet about him having 69 shots. I'm sorry, guys. It would have been nice, but it is what it is. That's it for me today. I'm probably gonna rant more tomorrow and tomorrow's episode, but I'll probably be a little bit more calm tomorrow, less frustrated than I am today in tomorrow's episode. So I'll figure out what I'm going to talk about. We'll talk about tomorrow, probably trying to figure out. I'm going to rewatch the game. It's going to be hard. See what Montreal did and what Vegas did not do and talk about that. But if you want the Montreal's perspective of this series, go check out Locked On Canadiens of the Locked On Podcast Network. And if you want the league's perspective, go check out Locked On NHL. Give that a follow. We also just have a new host for the Locked On Kraken. That's Erica. Go check her out, her new podcast. I think her first episode comes out on July 1st. See what the new expansion team is all about. And go check out my other podcast, the Weekly Nightly Podcast, where we come out with an episode every week on Mondays. Go check out me and my friends, Andrew, Dave, and Eric, as we talk about the Golden Knights. And so that's it. That's it for me. I still don't know how to end a podcast. So thank you for listening.